Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. This is it. This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson, Papa Pal.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to the Friday morning episode of Top Flight Time Machine. Hope you're looking forward to the weekend. Are you looking forward down there in London to your new restrictions that are coming in this weekend? Your
I'm
tier
not sure
two,
what, I believe. I think we're casual bloke.
Casual bloke.
And I've been asking around because I try not to read the news at all.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know.
Good plan.
I refuse to be, basically, it's one of the many ways in which society will try to shackle me, which, as you know, I refuse to let happen, is by feeding me news that will fill my brain with anxiety and concerns that it does not need. It does not fucking need. Why do that?
Right. Why do that to yourself?
So, I'm not interested. But I did, over breakfast this morning, ask around. Like, my
when
daughter...
When you sit around the breakfast table.
My wife, my daughter. Because I thought, my daughter's always on social media. So, if you ask a 13-year-old, they fucking know more than anything.
Yeah.
Because if they're on TikTok or wherever the fuck they are, there's just shit being... They know the lot. Right, she knows so much about the news because she sort of imbibes it by osmosis without trying. Yeah. So she had a few facts. I said, what is it that I have to... But I tell you this much, mate. They were telling me, well, what you can't do is go around someone else's house if they're not in your bubble. You should try and work from home if you can, blah, blah. Every single thing they said, I thought, fucking hell, I missed the memo where we were told we could do that shit. I've been living like that since fucking March. I'm not joking.
You're like the Japanese soldier that's in the forest, doesn't realise the war's over. And you've come out and have started a new war.
There was no fucking moment where I got a memo, and this is probably because I avoid the news, going, yeah, you can just mix normally. I thought you had to stay away from everyone. I mean, if I've been meeting anyone, like my mum, like we would only do it in the park, right? Mm. To stay away from each other. Mm. But yeah, I've not been in any cunt's house.
I can't remember the timeline of the rules and when they changed and what they changed to. I
Stop
haven't
fucking changing
anything.
Them.
But I, you know, why would you want to mix with people anyway?
That's, exactly. It's like, first of all, I like a quiet life these days. Mm. Second of all, like, use your common sense. That's one of the reasons I'm not worried about not watching the news. Because if the news is trying to, what it is right, is that you have to. It's like in a school. They, like, at my daughter's school, they're fucking strict, right, about certain things, like weird shit, like uniform, details of uniform, blah, blah, blah. And I sometimes go, thing is, right, you're all right, you're not going to be a dick, but there are plenty of people at that school who will be a dick, and what the school can't really afford to do for various reasons is just single people out, so they just have to have blanket rules that impose the same level of discipline on everyone, which is... And then, basically, smarter people... are paying the price there for the risk presented by stupid people, right? That's what I reckon. I mean, and I'm talking not in terms of academic intelligence at all. I'm talking about behaviour, right?
Right.
And because, you know, there's lots of people who are very badly behaved, but very intelligent, academically intelligent, you know.
Okay. Are you putting yourself in that category?
Nah. It's interesting that you should say that, but let all of you decide out there.
I just sensed a little tone in your voice. Was kind of saying,
just like a wild boy intellectual, you might say.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Very
the sort
attractive.
Of guy who's like a pirate by day, but by night he's fucking
crosswords.
Like, yeah, crosswords, Scrabble, the lot. Sort of bloke, right?
Who'd
go out all night and like fucking Oliver Reed, right?
Yeah.
You got a Miss World on your arm, right? You're on the iron filings. You're in a pub playing piano, and everyone's having a right good knees up and chanting your name. Then you get home. you have a kit, and when you wake up, you switch on fucking Countdown, right?
Yeah.
And you do the Countdown conundrum, bang, like that. First time, even hungover, right? These are the kind of people that do exist. They're rare, very rare, but they do exist. Anyway, right?
Not doing any gyms.
But with the COVID lockdown rules, I'm saying, well, these rules are so obvious. They should be so obvious that they're announcing them just for people who don't fucking get it, right?
Yeah.
Don't get it that with a virus that's quite dangerous and easily spreadable, you probably shouldn't be fucking all bundling in places together with strangers if you can avoid it, breathing on each other. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging around in huge fucking groups and being unhygienic. Probably best not to. Most of us don't fucking need telling that.
Yeah, you think that, but...
There are some
most
people
of us
who do
need telling that. I think most people they're telling that.
I saw someone on Twitter. So I mean, it must be one of the first times we've agreed with Piers Morgan, who called someone out on Twitter for they've gone. Thanks a lot, the government, for removing everything that makes life worth living. And I'm thinking, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Everything that makes work, like what? Going to fucking Tesco's without a mask on is what makes life worth living. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is it? Going round your mate's house? Oh, what makes life worth living is being able to go round a friend's house with a load of other friends fucking, and play FIFA. Play it on fucking line.
Fucking being alive kind of makes life worth living for me.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Fucking there's loads of things you can do. That don't involve you fucking socialising with a big fucking group of strangers. Do you know what I mean?
Well, as long as you're prepared for Tier 2, which is what you're in. I'm in Tier 2, which is... We were already in local restrictions, and putting us in Tier 2 has relaxed some of those restrictions, even though the cases are still climbing. Soaring,
so
if you like.
You are almost top dollar.
Almost, yeah. We were kind of between... casual block and top dollar, but we're now official casual block. They might put us top dollar.
I would like to see. I'd like to do a quick sort of unscientific poll of cunters to see who's had COVID.
Oh yeah, okay.
Have you had COVID? Have you had COVID? I'm not going to do it on Twitter because then you'll end up. We will fucking end up in a.
Well, how are you going to get a response then?
I'm fucking saying it to the cunts now.
You want to email in?
They can email or tweet
me,
I don't care.
We get enough emails as it is.
I'm not fucking writing this on Twitter, because if I do, before you know it, it'll escalate into some fucking huge row with some cunt who's got nothing to do with the podcast, just having a go at me about something, and next thing you know, we're all being... The pharmacists are getting involved, right?
Again.
Fuck that. We've been through that. We've been down that road too many times before. COVID is a subject that I will not tweet about, but... If you've had COVID, get in touch. Let us know.
Well, stick it on that Facebook group.
Yeah, the Iron Filings group.
Yeah, put it on that.
Stick it on there. Someone start a thread on there. Have you had COVID? If so, we're going to call it Cunter COVID or Cunters with COVID.
Right.
CWC, it's called, right? And it's just a little community of cunters to let us know.
Sub-community, yeah.
What's it like? I've heard what it's like when it's fucking bad. I know a couple of people. Like I've got a relative out in New York who's had it for about 6 months. Right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You don't.
That's long
there's,
COVID.
There's no tried and trusted definition of what it is.
Exactly.
People get
so
it in different ways.
I want different reports.
All right. Okay.
Some people are like, "Ah, it's a piece of piss, mate. You can fucking run it off, right?"
Yeah.
And some people are like, "I've been fucked for 6 months, mate." And other people are like, "Oh, I'm dead." So, they can't say because they're dead, but.
This is going to be a special bonus episode then, is it? Cunters with COVID.
If you are a ghost, and I know there's a lot of ghosts listening, who recently died of COVID, get in touch. I can distasteful. Well, I'm entering
I'm not sure.
bad taste territory.
You're spitballing. Sometimes that works out. Sometimes
that's
you get
into the COVID cul-de-sac with me, Sam Delaney.
Welcome to the COVID cul-de-sac. I, Sam Delaney, I'm at the head of the cul-de-sac, the peak, the apex, and you must keep your distance.
It's a new game show, right, where I'm stood in a cul-de-sac that we have smeared with COVID.
Mm.
And the contestants have to navigate their way through a series of obstacles, finding some hidden prizes, without getting COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, but you've got to, or if it's a talk thing, you've got to imagine it's the Brookside cul-de-sac, you are Harry Cross's bungalow at the top end, and everyone else needs to keep the distance so they don't catch it. They've got to be like where the Cork Hills lived, or where that
I like the posh couple
buried under the patio.
I like the posh couple who were a bit snooty and sneering about the rest of the close.
The Collinses.
And the woman was played by Bob from Blackadder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking of the other ones, the older ones. Yeah.
They were sort of like a yappy couple, weren't they?
Yeah. It was Max, wasn't it? It was the husband.
That's it.
Yeah.
To be honest, I really fancied that woman who played Bob in Blackadder and then
of course.
Sexy wife in... Sexy posh Brookside wife.
Yeah. I fancied her as Bob.
So did I.
Yeah, that was
weirdly extra sexy that she was trying to hide her femininity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's one of the best episodes. It's definitely my favourite ever Blackadder episode.
Yeah. But she was in a couple of them, when she was in a couple of different series doing
the same
thing.
She came back, but because they sometimes revived characters. But
Blackadder 2 was the best because then Lord Flashheart, played by Rick Mill, came along.
He nicked her.
Nicked her.
That's why it was so good, because you had Flashheart, you had her... And I think it's the one where Percy tries to create a nugget of the purest green.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Which is just brilliant. So that is the best ever episode of Blackadder.
Talking about ghosts, have you seen this story? There's a few people tweeted us this week. A woman has called off her wedding to a ghost after he changed on holiday to Thailand and fell in with the wrong crowd of spirits.
Ah, well, that can happen, can't it?
Despite the pair joining the Mile High Club on the flight there.
Whoa, so she's dirty had it off bag of ghost.
With a ghost in the box.
Let's go in the box. Actually, we don't need to because no cunt can see me. I can do it to you here without no one noticing.
Do you know what the ghost's called?
What?
Rear. Rear the ghost.
Ray is a... I think Ray is a really underrated name. You don't hear anymore. But when I was a kid, Ray was the sort of name that you kind of wanted because it made you think of Ray Gun.
Yeah, Ray Daly.
Ray Daly, of course, classic Ray. Ray, what's his name from the Kinks? Ray Davis.
Ray Davis, of course, yeah.
Ray is fucking really underrated.
It's a reliable name, isn't it?
Raymondo. Yeah, but I think it has glamour about it. I think it's got a whiff of the Playboy to it too.
You think?
Hello, Raymondo.
She's the woman who's had it off with the ghost in the plane. She's a spiritual guidance counsellor, and she's been on This Morning. More than once, Sam. More than once.
Fucking, well, do you know what? That sums it up. You got me sat here, right, Britain's best journalist, with a lot of great opinions, as you've all heard this morning. You know, my analysis and thoughts on COVID are very insightful. But I'm banned twice. Banned two lifetime bans from This Morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2 out of 2 strike rate because I think I've done 2 appearances on This Morning in my life and both times they've resulted in a ban.
They were stupid to bring you back the second time, I think.
Well, I think to be fair to them, they'd been such a long time, it had been a complete change of management and they'd obviously deleted the files.
You'd think they'd have photographs up on the office wall, wouldn't you? In the production office wall.
I don't know. Something must have gone wrong. Something must have gone
wrong. Oliver Reed. Sam Delaney.
Yeah. Who's the other one? That
Harold
magician.
Shipman.
That magician who hung himself in a box. Do you remember when he... it's classic. He turned up on GMTV where, you know, the guy, the fucking... He was, for years, he was the number one sort of illusionist before David Brown took over. David Blaine. He turned up on GMTV years ago when Eamon Holmes was presenting. And Eamon Holmes was asking him questions and he kept just fucking holding his hand up and it had a picture of an eye. Fucking legend.
He just had a long night, hadn't he? He'd gone there straight from the Groucho, I think.
He's not a maverick genius, is he? The sort who can party all night and then do a crossword first thing?
Nah. A little bit more info about this ghost. The woman is called Amethyst Realm. I'll say she's a spiritual advisor. After falling into the wrong crowd of spirits, Rhea would bring back various unknown ghosts to their hotel room. And eventually she had to resort to kicking him out of the house by cleansing her home with sage. So I'd say you get rid of a ghost lover. Yeah, cleanse the house with sage.
It's weird that we didn't know that. We're kind of ghost experts. This is what I'm saying. This morning should have... All right, I'm banned, fine. But you, they could have come to you. We're both known as... When you think of ghost people with knowledge of or an interest in ghosts...
In the media.
You got Yvette Fielding, then you got us, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So Sean they Ryder. Could have called us. That said, though, I did not know that you could scare a ghost with sage.
Well, there you go, yeah. Rhea's family are heartbroken by the news the engagement is off. I wonder if that's a real family or a ghost family.
Ghost family. Probably a mix. Most families these days are a mix, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so there we go.
I mean, at Christmas...
The ghost
at
world.
Christmas, many years, for me... 50-50 mortal and ghost nowadays.
Yeah.
But the good thing about ghosts is you don't need to get extra chairs in. They don't need them.
That's it. They just float around.
Float around. Yeah. So you go, tell you what, lads, float in, help yourself to whatever off the table, and then I don't mind if you just hold your plate and float around eating, if it's all the same to you.
They can't carry the COVID either, so they're allowed. They're exempt from all the rules at the minute, so, I mean, you could have a ghost round.
I'm having more ghosts than usual this year.
Yeah, for Christmas.
Fill out the numbers, because they're low-risk relatives,
exactly.
Both nans.
And they don't eat much either, because it just falls out their guts, doesn't it?
Yeah, they like to eat, because they still have taste buds, ghosts. Yeah. They have 70% taste bud.
Yeah, but just no guts.
You lose 30% in the death processing process, but no gut, so they can still have the pleasure of the taste. But the great thing is, they don't gain weight. Imagine that.
Do you not end up with food all over the floor then when they're eating it, and it just drops out of the?
No, it sort of dissolves into the ether.
Does it? All right, okay.
But imagine that's one of the best things about being a ghost. Imagine that, Andy, where we could just eat whatever we wanted with no fear of adding to our waistlines.
Something to think about, innit?
Jalapeño.
If you like what you've been listening to on Top Flight Time Machine, why not consider heading over to patreon.com/Top Flight Time Machine, where you can subscribe. Not only does your monthly subscription help support this podcast and keep it going, it also gives you access to a huge amount of extra exclusive content.
Loads of extra episodes, yeah.
You'll be getting an episode a day. And it costs less than a fiver, less than a pint.
Whether you like it or not. Go to tftimemachine.com/ironfilings to find out more and get involved.
There's t-shirts and everything. I mean, for fuck's sake, what more do you want?
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jalapeño.
Do you want to do some football predicting?
I'd fucking love to, mate.
All right. Then.
I've been missing it so much after the international break. I mean, I have no fucking idea what happened with these silly England games. Other than I heard that Harry Maguire got sent off.
He got sent off.
I heard that some cunt got sent off after fucking full time. Was that Connor Cody?
That was Reece James, I think. He got sent off for dissent, but the referee was a shithouse. I had it on and I watched a bit of it. The ref gave a penalty that didn't really look like a penalty to me. And then he sent Maguire off for two yellows. And then the whole Southgate out movement kicked in afterwards.
Really?
On social
media,
we'd
just be in Belgium and everyone was happy with that, obviously.
Yeah.
And then we lose to Denmark 1-0. because of dodgy ref and everyone's going Southgate out.
An hour afterwards, Eddie Howe was trending on Twitter.
Oh, God. That, for me, if they gave the job to Eddie Howe, that'd be it. I'm just supporting Ireland from
That's
now on.
That's just England for you, isn't it? That's just the level of fucking discourse that you have to deal with.
I know we've talked about this before, right? But football fans, fuck me. They are so... And I swear it must be the youngsters. They are so angry and spoiled and entitled about everything.
Yeah.
I want that player, sign that player, you're shit, you should be sacked. Like, about everything, all the time. I can't see that they take any pleasure, they derive any pleasure whatsoever from supporting football, from following football, because it is 100% rage, entitlement, and making insane demands of people all the time. But what about, I tell you what we didn't talk about on Monday, right? This fucking, you might not agree with me on this, right? But I can't see why everyone lost their shit when it was announced that you could watch your team because of the fact that none of us are allowed in the fucking stadium, right?
Yeah.
You are allowed to watch your fucking team play for £14 a match, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And people go, why should I have to pay to watch my film, my team play football, right?
Well, you and it's do like, anyway,
hang on a minute,
you?
Mate. You're not going, you know how much it costs for a ticket at West Ham? About £70, even if you're playing some shit team, right?
Yeah.
For this, you get to sit home in your rig and you watch team. You say you're a supporter, but how are you a supporter if during a time in which the revenue of your club that you claim to love has fallen out of its fucking ass, you're sat at home, A, complaining that they're not spending tens of millions of pounds on buying new players, and B, you're behaving indignantly because there is a suggestion that you might have to pay a bit of money to watch them. What the fuck do you think's happening in football?
I was with you on that as well. I was wondering what the fuck was what the fuss
what
was all about.
What is the fucking problem? I saw people we're and it's all tenor. Young people again.
We're paying a tenner a match to watch Sunderland online.
Yeah.
Fine. Do you know what and I mean? I want to watch them.
Why should I, a student and a lifelong fan of fucking insert some stupid club here, probably fucking Arsenal or Chelsea or something, why should I have to pay to watch it? Well, look, it's like this, mate. Let's say you're a fan of James Bond movies, right? You fucking love them. You own them all on DVD. You're a fucking fanatic, right? You love James Bond. And then the new James Bond film comes out and you ring the cinema to try and book a seat to watch it. And they go, yeah, sir, that'll be £20, mate. And you go, what? £20 to watch my favourite film? I've been a lifelong Bond fan. Why should I have to pay to watch it? Fucking hell, are you mental? Do they not teach kids the basic fucking mechanics of capitalism at school, right?
And they were going, but we've had this, why should we start paying for something that we've had free since fucking June or July, whenever the football
came back? Fucking think?
They were doing you a fucking favour then. It was keeping everyone amused during the COVID.
They're doing you a fucking favour because that was nice, right? They also all imagine that football clubs are all run by Daddy Warbucks, right? And every single football club is owned by a man with limitless amounts of cash. And the amount they spend is completely arbitrary and at the whim of the man who runs it, who could afford anything he wanted. But sometimes, basically, people are infantile. And the only dynamic that they want to engage in is a benevolent sort of father figure. Right, and a child. And they always want to be the child because that means they have no responsibility to understand any problem that arises beyond, why have you made this happen? Make it stop. Give me something to make it better. Do you know what I mean? So COVID happens. That affects everyone in a football club, not least the fans. But if it's a football club, if you think you're a football fan, right, you are playing a role that is a significant one in the whole picture, like the players or the chairman or whatever. And that is to fucking support the club and invest in them a little bit. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to be fucking spending hundreds of pounds in the club shop, right? But the very least you can fucking do, if the club said tomorrow, we're going out of business, but we're doing a Kickstarter to keep us to survive, or if there was a small local club, you'd all be boohooing. Oh, this is outrageous. We should all put our hands in our pocket to protect the future of our local club, right? Oh, yeah, contribute here, right? And you'd be right to do that. But do you not see that paying to watch them play is the same thing. Because if we don't pay any money to watch the teams fucking play, they will go out of business. They're not doing
it
for fun.
They have no fucking money. Yeah.
They're not doing it for fucking fun. We have to give the money for this to happen.
I mean, there was lots. I could see why there was lots of little micro arguments against this, such as $14.99 is too much, and people are out of work or they've been furloughed and all this, that and the other. Mm. But the fucking fundamental point stands. The people who were going like, but we've had this for free. You know, or I've had Sky Sports and they've been showing all the games and some of them have been on BBC One. And now I have to pay for all of them. Well, you don't have to pay for all of them. If you've still got Sky, you get what you were getting before.
You
with
get
Sky
what
anywhere.
You were getting anyway. But this is actually a wonderful thing because how much of people want it? People who can't get to game, which let's not forget, loads of people just can't fucking go to games because it is out in the Premier League. The prices are disgusting.
Yeah.
Right? They are disgusting prices, right? And all that, I know it sounds a bit dewy-eyed nostalgia, but this was a working person's sport, right? Mm. And I'm sorry, but even if you're quite rich, even if you do all right, 70 quid a fucking ticket, right, for some tin pot fucking game. If you could take in your kid, right, 140 quid plus all the money you spend on getting there and food and that, that's a rich man's fucking sport. That's not even like, you know, that is not even casual bloke level. That's top dollar.
That's top dollar stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
And so a lot of people fucking think, oh, wouldn't it be great if you could just watch games on the box, my own team, right? Well, you can't, so you have to do illegal streaming, which people are still welcome to do. It's illegal, but we've all done it, right? Because you want to watch your game at 3 o'clock. I personally think a fantastic compromise, particularly as no matter how much I dislike the owners of West Ham, I'm a fucking West Ham supporter. So if I've got the option of paying 14 quid, me and my son are watching that. That effectively is 7 quid each.
Exactly,
right?
If you've got a family that are watching
so that's one-tenth of what we would pay to go to the stadium. Of course I'd rather be at the stadium because the experience is... But I'm paying 14 quid to watch West Ham at 3 o'clock and I can watch any West Ham game I want, right?
Yeah.
That is... Or you can illegally stream it and then you can go... Good, I'm watching it anyway, and I'm not contributing any money to the club that you claim to support. What do you think the word support means, dickhead? It's not just fucking going on Twitter and trying to act all mouthy with rival fans. That's not support. Support is actually doing something practical to keep the club going.
It's easy when you're watching an illegal stream of your team playing away from home and you can't get there.
Yeah.
And there's no option to buy
a
streaming
pass
for $14.99.
Precisely that.
But they've been kind of called out.
I'm not condemning
that,
people who do it, but now they've got an option. And if I've got an option, me personally, if I've got an option to either watch it, plus, let's be honest, the experience of watching it on Sky will be a lot better than watching it on some weird fucking Iranian streamed channel with a dodgy commentator and ads for cock pills that keep fucking popping up every 30 seconds and interrupting your enjoyment.
It's going to be the future, Sam. It'll be the future. Everything will be available. Sky will get your free games, and then everything else will be pay-per-view. Or the Premier League might just start their own fucking deal up.
We talked a while ago about how we thought that maybe the intention was to get fans out of stadiums, right?
Yeah.
And it was a theory. I can't remember what we said, but at the time it seemed convincing, right? And maybe that still stands, but what I think actually... especially after this break, is that you will always fill a stadium.
Of course you will.
There was always this rule that you couldn't put games on at 3 o'clock because it would stop people going to matches. Well, that's fucking out the window. It makes no sense because 3 o'clock kickoffs are few and far between. And at other times of day, there's constantly games on TV that are running simultaneous to another game in the same league that isn't on TV. And it doesn't affect fucking attendances in the least. So... those old rules are stupid. You could have every game on at 3 o'clock live on TV. People would still turn up to the stadium because it's a unique experience that transcends just the spectacle of watching football being played. There's more to it. Like, you know, you can have a fucking Barney in that, can't you? I mean, I can't have a Barney at home. I'm there fucking just kicking the cat or the fucking smashing the sofa up with a Terminator. I want to get back down there and fucking punch someone in the dick, don't I? I mean, I can't invite Millwall round here, right? Because we're not allowed under the current rules. I've got to go out there.
I mean, yeah, we didn't talk about it when it was announced. I don't know why, but I was exactly on the same page as you with it. I was bewildered by the fucking rage from everyone. And then when rage. Henry Winter came out against it, I knew that I was on the right side.
Fucking you know Henry I mean? Winter. He's not... fucking... Do you know what, mate? Henry Winter, you haven't fucking paid to go to a football match for the last fucking 30 years of your life. Yeah. So you can fuck off because your opinion's not relevant. You're not a fan. You're not a fan. It's not a criticism, but if you're a long-standing football journalist, you are not a fan and you cannot understand a fan's perspective.
Exactly that. Yeah, glad we sorted that out then. Predictions?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got Sheffield United versus Fulham.
2-0.
To Sheffield United?
Yeah.
I'll go 1-0 Sheffield United. Chelsea versus Southampton. I'll go first there. Chelsea-Southampton. I think this will be 2-1 to Chelsea.
I'll say 1-0 Chelsea.
Okay, agreeing with results spot there. Down to League One, Swindon versus Sunderland. Would you like first crack at that?
1-1.
That's what I'm going to say as well. Okay. Spurs versus West Ham. I'll go first. Spurs versus West Ham. I think this is going to be 2-0 to Spurs. Sorry.
I think it'll be Spurs 1, West Ham 2.
Every week he predicts the West Ham win.
Yeah, and I'm right.
Well, so far, I mean, are you going to say they're going to win the league again?
I'm going to keep my powder dry this time.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying anything one way or the other, but I'm writing a prediction down in an envelope.
Right.
Sealing the envelope.
Yeah.
Sending it to you by mail up to Sunderland. Mm-hmm. And you will not open that envelope until the last day of the season.
Right, fine.
And then we'll see.
That. Okay. Finally, Wickham versus Millwall.
2-0 Wickham.
Wickham have lost all their games so far. I'm going 2-0 Millwall.
Yeah, but fucking Millwall.
Yeah. There we go. That's the predictions. Anything else you want to mention before we go? I think we're about done.
Just stay free, everyone.
Stay free.
There's a wonderful song. Well, there's a good song by The Clash called Stay Free. I really like that song. But there's a song that has been composed for us, which we have yet to release, but we have.
Oh, shit, forgot about that.
Well, I re-listened to the song yesterday. A few people have contributed songs, and we're grateful to all of it. But there is one song that I think it's a classic song. I think it will be up there once it's released as one of the great pop singles.
Yeah.
And it's called Living Out Loud. Mm. And it was composed for us by, oh, fucking hell. Sir John Song Composer. I've got to give him a shout out because it's so good. It would be, well, he'll get his credit once it's released.
Yeah.
But the opening line, right, is Delaney and Dawson are going to show you how to be free of society's shackles. So what? Pow, pow, pow. And whenever I hear that, I get tingles all over my body.
You just feel, yeah, invigorated.
Because what he's done there is basically sum up everything that we ever wanted to do with this podcast, right?
Yeah.
And he's verbalised it in a way that you and I wouldn't have even known how to do.
No. I mean, I think deep down when we started doing Premier League seasons at the very beginning, once a fortnight, I think we both knew it would end like this.
We wanted to live out that. Now, I'm going to talk to you about this on air, but I'm going to drop it into the minds of the cunters to see if it gets them excited. Following up from this single, we have a huge opportunity, an approach from significant players in the music industry.
Right.
See the potential of our fan base, right, to drive sales. Mm-hmm. Two words, mate. Christmas single. Potential.
Yeah.
Christmas number one. Not even joking.
Is this? Is this a genuine thing or is this an idea?
It's genuine. It's genuine. It's an opportunity that's been presented to me.
You're telling me now for the first time here.
I'm telling you that this is something I need to discuss with you, but I'm telling you just a bit of it on air to see how the cunters might respond to it.
Okay. Yes. Yes, whatever. I'll do it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
there's some people who want to support us in this who are exciting individuals to work with.
Okay, I look forward to hearing more about it in a few moments when we finish recording this episode. Right, okay, that's it from this one. Have a good weekend. Don't forget to watch The Wall, of course. Last week's was great, wasn't it? I see you caught up with it after your weekend away.
Yeah, I watched it as soon as I got back from Wales. Len had it lined up as soon as I came in at about 5 o'clock. And he was already in his rig wear, in his West Ham dressing gown, Jim Jam bottoms. And he was just like, bang! He had the kettle on. Bang! Wall it up. It was great. And Danny cried at the end, which was great.
He did.
It was great. And it was a really good episode. But I really disliked the contestants because I thought they were so stupid.
They were thick as fuck, weren't they? Teachers, they were apparently.
And they were teachers. And I was like, I said to Len, if these were teachers at your school and I saw this, I would take you out of that school.
Yeah.
Because when they go, which pub was the first to appear, and you had the choice of the fucking Woolpack, the Queen Vic, or the fucking Rovers.
In the 1980s, wasn't it? Yeah.
And she said, the Rovers return. I was fucking fuming, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. Livid. Never mind. We'll get on there. They'll do a celebrity version eventually and we'll get on there, Sam, after the Christmas singles been number one.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take the FN, dickheads.
Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.